Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shay, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guest for tonight, Jan August.
And it shall be the duty of the district attorney to do something about Spike Jones and the City Slickers version of Babyface.
Music lovers, and welcome to the Spotlight Review. This is Spike Jones, conductor of the City Slickers, and to the president of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association, my answer is still no. But here's somebody I'll never say no to, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shay.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome back to town, Spike. How's it going on your personal appearance tour?
Swell, Dorothy. We're making lots of new friends. Why, yesterday we played Indianapolis. Indianapolis, what a town. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, thin ones. Never saw so many buildings.
It must be interesting. But, Spike, you deserve a lot of credit traveling around in all this cold weather.
Cold? Why, our trumpet player, George Rock, blew a hot chorus of Easter Parade. And it came out White Christmas. But, Dorothy, you should come along with us sometime. You'd love those small towns.
Well, Spike, you're talking to a gal who comes from a small town. My hometown was so small, they even had a 12 o'clock curfew. That's why I left.
But lots of towns have a 12 o'clock curfew.
At noon?
I'll still bet you get a little homesick once in a while, huh?
I sure do, Spike. That's why I'd like to sing this next song. It's called Mountain Lullaby. When darkness falls over the mountains and stars appear in the sky, by the light of the moon, some mother will croon this mountain lullaby. Hush-a-bye, my baby, for it's time to be in bed. And don't you cry, or daddykins will bounce you on your head. Pleasant dreams, my baby, go to sleep and dream that you are blowing off the Bureau of Internal Revenue. You drank that jug of moonshine, and it gave me quite a fright, 'cause that ain't good for babies till we've aged it overnight. Come, my little lady, put your shooting irons away. You plugged your poor old grandpa. That's enough fun for one day. 'Cause when the census taker comes around to count again, them missing folks are so hard to explain. Hush-a-bye, my baby, for you're weary, I'm afeard. From trapping all them gophers in your Uncle Morbid's beard. Sleepy by, my baby, close your eyes and just relax. Stop hitting that fantastic, or you're gonna break the axe. You got into the pig pen when you wandered down the path. Keep playing with them, kid. Someday I'll make you take a bath. Come, my little lady, get some rest, my honey child. You must be fresh tomorrow for your chicken stealing trial. Now Mr. Sandman's on his way, so close your sleepy eyes. That's right. Now the other one. That's right. Now the other one. That's right. While I'm singing you a mountain lullaby.
Love that gal singing. We give you now a new treatment of that most popular song, Ballerina, featuring Paul Judson. And in our version, you'll meet the famous dancer in person. The scene, an intimate cafe with candlelight and samovars. Our ballerina enters in her dazzling but delicate costume. It's a simple little frock with a gathering in the front. There's quite a crowd in the back, too. But let's listen, shall we?
Ah, Petrushka, my little ballerina. Let us drink to your beautiful hair.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your gorgeous eyes.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your ruby lips.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your...
Yes, Igor Beaver.
Dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. World, ballerina, world. Just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there reporting as you steal the show. He said his love must wait its turn. You want it, famous fair. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn.
No.
Ballerina, go on with your career. Can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. It's round and round you go, the ballerina dance.
Who appreciate the technique and the craftsmanship of a fine artist will recognize the piano magic of our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan August.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Spike. Hello, Dorothy. It's nice to be back in the Spotlight Review.
Well, you're always welcome here, Jan.
Spike, I love the way you conducted that last number. Where did you learn to conduct like that?
Well, from my father, Jan. He was great. You know how Stokowski leads an orchestra with his long, expressive fingers? Well, my father did the same thing with his toes.
Spike's only kidding, Jan. He really knows a lot about music.
Tell me something, Spike. How did you ever learn to create such original music?
Oh, Jan, that comes from years of practicing at the Baldwin.
At the Baldwin Piano?
No, at the Baldwin Locomotive Works.
Say, I make a motion right here that Jan give us his wonderful arrangement of Hungarian Rhapsody.
Motion carried unanimously. Jan August plays Hungarian Rhapsody.
Thank you.
brightly terrific, Jan. That's why thousands of us can't seem to get enough of your recordings. But we'll hear Jan August again in a few minutes. Right now, Mike Wallace.
Ever sit in on a radio rehearsal? Surprising, isn't it, how much work goes into making entertainment? No wonder actors, announcers, directors, and musicians all go for that familiar red Coca-Cola cooler when there's a break in the routine. Take a tip from the studio folks. At work or at play, stop for ice-cold Coke and relish the pause that refreshes.
Hey, Dottie, I got a nickel. Shall I put it in the jukebox?
Sure. What song?
Well, let's see. We got number one is Ballerina. Number two is How Soon. Number three is Near You. Number six is...
Oh, I know what number six is.
Yeah.
And please don't play number six tonight, for number six was meant for two. Play the other new releases, or else I'll go to pieces. That's all I ask of you. They were playing that same record when first I met his friend. They played it while we fell in love all through our whole romance. Oh, they used to play that record and he would hold my hand. But now he's gone and left me and I'll never understand. Do a friend a favor, don't start that yen again, and please play something lively. Now play number eight or ten, but please don't play number six tonight. That's all I'll ever ask of you. I confess that I can't take it. Won't someone kindly break it like it broke my heart in two?
Sad story, Dorothy, but beautifully told. Comes time now to introduce a young man who for many years was a very important figure with the Chicago Light Opera Company. When the opera was over, he turned out the lights. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you, thank you. It is great once again to be near you. So I shall romanticize on this thought and sing Francis Craik's bestseller, Near You. I believe I'm in voice. Yes, I am in voice. And now, maestro, may we have Near You, if you please. There's just one place for me, and everyone tells me to go there.
No, no.
Seems like I made a mistake. There's just one place for me near you. It's Hike Levin, it's like heaven to be. Year new. New year. New year. New year. Happy New Year. Whoopee, whoopee. No, 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 no. Too late again. Days when we're a dart. Where's my apple cart? I'm off to an awful start. Days when we're apart. I can't face the music. I can't face it. I can't face about face. Left face. No, right face. Wrong face. Any face. No. Sound like a sergeant. You know, reminds me of a few years ago. A man came up to me and said, "Say, buddy, why aren't you in the army?" I said, "What, with the war going on?" Now, days when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stay more than just 2 miles away. More than just 2 feet away. Not 2 feet, no, no. More than just 2 hands, 2 toes, no, 2 ears, 2 by 4, no, 2 for the price of 1, T for 2, no, no, stick around, won't you? If my hours could be spent, year boo, year new, blear who, close, I'd be a moron, in content. A moron? No, 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 no. Maybe I am. No. I'd be a contented cow near you.
No,
a cow? Did you hear about the cow that drank blue milk and mooed indigo? Isn't that bully? I got no beef coming. Now, make my life worthless. No. Make my life worthwhile by telling me off. No. By telling me that I'll spend the rest of my dough on you. Spend my life in a rest home near you. Not a rest home, a home rest. No, a home run. No, a home stretch. A home stretch. And there they go around the outside. It looks like little Trajan in front, winning Warbling in second, Linda Lee third, and Assault is passing battery. Assault and battery! That's the rest of my life near you.
Sensational, Professor. Now Jan August, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers will try to put you in the mood for a trip to Hawaii with Sweet Leilani, Blue Hawaii, Song of the Islands, and the beach at Waikiki. Thank you.
and blue Hawaii. The night was heavenly, and you were heaven to me. Lovely you.
Speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.